The Lebanese army says it has arrested Hassan Ahmed Bato for allegedly working with Israel's Mossad spy agency. He is said to have been involved in a failed attempt on the life of Hamas official Mohammed Hamdan. Hamdan was injured in a car bomb attack in the southern city of Sidon in January 2018. The incident took place when a 500-gram explosive that had been planted under his front seat detonated. Bato was at the scene of the attack before Hamdan's car exploded. He admitted that he was recruited by the Mossad in 2014 and had been tracking the Hamas official since 2017 through electronic devices.
Lebanese intelligence, Lebanese security services, Lebanese army have shown that they are very capable of apprehending these agents who work for foreign powers or for foreign players. So I think that's the main message being received by Israel, is that Lebanon, even when it comes to intelligence, has also turned into a force to be reckoned with.
Meanwhile, the Lebanese army also dismantled a number of terrorist cells and detected Israeli attempts to tap Lebanese cell phones. Hamas says the failures of Israel's intelligence operations have placed Israel under considerable pressure.
The Zionist enemy today is facing a major crisis because its army was once seen as invincible. However, this illusion has been shattered by the strength of the resistance movements fighting on different fronts against the Zionists. Israel will now think twice before launching another military, strategic, or intelligence operation because it has lost its self-confidence. Its intelligence and its military power has diminished.
Israel has been blamed for the assassinations of many resistance officials on the Lebanese soil. Among them is the 2006 murder of two members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement in a car bomb attack, also in Sidon.
Although Israel has downplayed all accusations, experts believe the attack is a symbol of Israel's weakness and desperation. Both Hamas and the Lebanese resistance movement have vowed to continue to stand in the face of any Israeli aggressions. Rana Ala Eddin, Press TV, Beirut.